Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and also online at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Keith Crisine. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Next Tech, and by Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
And we'll welcome you back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats. Keith Crisine joining us, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, you continue on with another nice district win, 55-6 against Tescott, called early in the third quarter down there in Tipton on Friday night. What were some of the things you liked out of the game for your squad in that win?
Well, Dusty, the first thing that I really liked was the way we came out and started playing right from the get-go. You know, we were a relatively young team, and that's something that concerns me, especially coming off of a big win the week before, is how we would respond coming out or whether or not we just kind of go through the motions. We got with it right from the beginning as far as we punched them in the mouth, we played defense, we took care of all of our assignments. We did all them little things right that we need to do all the time, and the concern was being young. But again, I got to credit the kids by the way that they came out and played, and also the senior leadership of Kel Dubert and Ben Towner. They just keep getting better as far as leading this young group along. But it was nice to get out on top of them early and take care of business. You know, we were able to kick some PATs. Everybody got involved in the game, played a lot of minutes the first half, and it was just a good overall win. We won it in the trenches, Dusty.
You mentioned Kale just a little bit ago, a few more touchdown runs for him. He's coming a bit of a playmaker for you, isn't he?
Yes, he is, you know, and again, we talk about, you know, he's a Dubert, you know, he's not Traer, he's not Davis, he's Kale Dubert, and Kale Dubert is a mighty fine football player as far as leading by example and, you know, just getting the job done and communicating with the guys on the field. Defensively, he's getting, he's our leading tackler, you know, he's running the ball extremely hard, but he's also became a pretty nice target to throw to out of the backfield, you know, but again, he wouldn't be that successful on the offensive side if it wasn't for the front guys up front getting the job done.
And we're talking with Keith Crisine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll preview Southern Cloud coming up on Friday night in district play here in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
If you don't have Next Tech Internet, you're missing out. Next Tech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Next Tech Internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Next Tech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
And back in the Locker Room Chats, KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Still with Keith Crisine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Southern Cloud coming up Friday night. Coach, you go down to Milton Vale to play them. Always a team that you really probably never know what you're going to get out of that group as far as that's concerned, but usually you've had their number here of late. What are your thoughts on Southern Cloud?
Well, again, we just talked about last week about having the young kids being ready to play and coming out and executing and getting the job done. Again, we did that 1 week. Now we've got two big district wins, and Southern Cloud is a whole lot better team than the two previous teams that we played. We got to come out and match our intensity level right at the beginning. Yeah, we have had their number as of late, But again, we've played pretty much flawlessly the last couple of years that we played them, as far as getting off the ball, going until the whistle blows, creating turnovers and not turning the ball over. Southern Cloud, they're going to spread it out a little bit, try to throw the ball, but they also like to run the ball a little bit. And again, we got to be the most physical team up front and just get with it right from the beginning and pin them down and continue on with what we're getting done here at St. John's Tipton.
As I'm looking at your schedule, it really sets up nice progression-wise in the district, it seems like, as far as the talent on the other teams and you building up to that. So what are you looking at improvement-wise as you continue to go through these type of games and kind of hit that crescendo against Rock Hills?
Well, you know, Dusty, we're looking at, just with all the injuries that we had, the playing time that the subs are, we're getting some kids some playing time that are going to have to step up, you know, so hopefully we get the kids back. But, you know, just getting better, you know, getting off the ball a little bit quicker, you know, that confidence level is a big thing. You got to build on that confidence level, and winning sets that confidence level up. So, you know, the main thing is to just kind of keep rolling, doing the right things each and every time. And if we make a mistake, and we've made plenty of mistakes throughout the course of this year already, is to get over it. Sometimes young kids can't overcome a mistake. Now, against the teams that we maybe might be better than, it's easier to overcome. But when you come up against the Pike Valleys, the Rock Hills, one play can make or break you, because if you can't get it out of your head that, okay, we made this mistake, they scored, or we turned the ball over, or what have you, if you don't get that out of your head, you're going to probably make another mistake, and the veteran teams and the good teams are going to pounce on you then. So we're just looking to continue our building our confidence level, but also getting better in all aspects of the game, you know, offense, defense, and special teams.
Keith Christine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the locker room. Chess, coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Southern Cloud Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton locker room chats are brought to you by Brown's Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Next Tech.
You're an expert at building your company, and Next Tech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Next Tech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Next Tech be your IT experts. Visit nexttech.com to learn more.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 are brought to you in part by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and by Next Tech.
And again, joined now by Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in our high school football locker room chats. Coach, picking up your first win of the season, a 54-38 win out of Lynn to start district play there, or your second game of district play, actually, there on Friday night. Just overall, what do you feel about the way the kids performed there, picking up your first victory this season?
You know, we were happy to get the win. I thought we played pretty well for the first half, offensively and defensively. You know, finally we got stuff going on offense where, you know, we got into the end zone and kind of had some, you know, strung together some series that, you know, we were getting positive yards on. And, you know, we kind of let them get back into it in the second half. They returned a kickoff, right before halftime, and they kind of swung the momentum their way in the third quarter. But, you know, we kind of held them in the fourth, and you know, our offense continued to roll pretty well, and you know, we're happy to come out with the win.
Caleb Hake had a big game for you, throwing for 200 yards, four touchdowns. He also had two touchdown runs. I know his job has been tough over the first couple of weeks of the season, just kind of trying to get things rolling, but a nice game for him. What did you see out of him as far as leading your team there Friday night?
Yeah, he did a lot better job of being patient and staying in the pocket when he had time, and putting the ball on point to the receivers. And you know, I got to give credit to, you know, mainly the guys that were catching passes were two freshmen, and you know, it's a step up for them, you know, coming from playing junior high last year to playing high school now against you know, the teams we're going against. It also helps when, you know, your front line gives Caleb time. I thought they did a good job of pass protecting this game compared to the last two. You know, Caleb had more time, and when you have more time, it's a lot easier to throw the ball.
You talked about them freshmen that were making those grabs, Jace Schoen and Tyler Schoen. Jace had all four touchdown receptions. I know you talked about it's tough for them to come up, but how much confidence do they get by having games like that?
I think that helped their confidence out a lot. You know, we targeted them quite a bit the last few games, and we just couldn't really get anything going. And, you know, like I said, Jace had four touchdowns, but, you know, Tyler almost had 100 yards too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't score anything, but, you know, he made some tough catches and some really timely catches too. So I thought they both did a really good job of stepping up.
Talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over what's coming up next for Lakeside, another district game against Tescott Friday night here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
You're an expert at building your company, and Nextech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Nextech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Nextech be your IT experts. Visit Nextech.com to learn more.
Back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, you got Tescott coming up on Friday night. The Trojans, a team that's 0-3. I know they're battling low numbers. Right now, yeah, they're around the 8 or 9 mark from what I've been hearing from these first few games. But what do you think about Tescott coming up on Friday night?
Yeah, and you know, they're suffering from the low numbers, just kind of like a lot of teams are. But watching them on film, you know, they look quick and they move well off the ball and they come up and meet blocks and you know, they flow to the ball defensively. And just watching some game film that I've had of the last couple of weeks, you know, they do some good things. It's just, you know, they make a lot of mistakes. And I know they got some young guys on their team that they're playing that don't have a lot of experience. But, you know, we can't go in. And I told the boys this after Friday, you know, we're not a team that's going to go in and overlook anybody. You know, I expect a tough game against Tescott on Friday. And, you know, it's our homecoming week, so we'll be jacked up for that. You know, it's been a while since we won a homecoming game. So I just expect the boys to build upon what we did last Friday and come out and play some good football.
Some of these teams that you're seeing in Tescott is one of those teams that you don't really see normally. You're now part of the same district. Does it make it tougher to prepare for those kind of teams that you're not familiar with seeing each year?
I don't know if it makes it tougher. I mean, it's almost a nice little change, honestly, to see some new teams and you know, teams that you haven't played, like the Osbournes and the and the Rock Hills is, you know, that you always play. It almost seems like every year. It's nice to shake it up a little bit and get some new experiences out of it. So I don't think it helps or hurts anything. It's just different.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for the time again this week, and best of luck against Tescott there at home on Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
If you don't have Nextech Internet, you're missing out. Nextech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Nextech Internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual-band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Nextech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Brock McMillan. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Driftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding and Jewel, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Brock McMillan joining us, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, tough loss for your team out on Friday night at Hanover, non-district game. You fall 68-0, game called at halftime. I know you're shorthanded playing without Derek Gillett, and Riley Welchel played, but I could see, obviously, that it wasn't anywhere near 100%. But overall, what do you feel about the Hanover game and an outcome that didn't really turn out in your favor?
Well, it was definitely kind of a rough experience for all of us. And, you know, going through the week, knowing we were going to be maybe a little bit more limited than usual, going up against a team like that, the focus never really seemed like it was there. The entire week just wasn't really a good feel for a week going into a matchup like that. And I knew, you know, we were going to struggle a little bit on the line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball, just because, you know, we've got four out of the five up there that are playing varsity ball for the first time. We've got one up there that he played last year, but now he's playing a different position, and it's just, you know, in the trenches where we kind of lost that game from the very get go. We were getting beat there. The offense was having a tough time moving the ball, and we were trying to kind of control the clock a little bit, and that kind of blew up in our face. And defensively, we had some guys switched around, playing some new spots, and weren't quite probably ready for what Hanover was getting ready to throw at us. And so it was just kind of a messy, messy week for everybody involved, and just going into your second live game of the year, not having that week one game didn't help either. Not in great game shape, not quite ready for all that stuff, and it was one of those deals where, you know, we could have played not well and still been, you know, respectable about it. But then when things got rough and we got a little bit more tired, things just started going, you know. When thinking it was going to be bad, it found a way to get worse, and we couldn't hang on the ball. We started having bad snaps over the head, just things like that. That, you know, anything that can go wrong went wrong, and so definitely experience that we weren't really, you know, that excited for as far as, you know, having to live through that. It was a rough one for all of us, but we're, you know, doing our best to turn it into a positive. There's lots of things that we were able to learn from film, lots of things we were able to point out, and it's going to be a project with some of these young guys, and they know that, we know that, and they're getting better every week, but it's one of those things we're just, kind of feeling it out, and hopefully we'll see some progress.
We're talking Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the locker room chat. Take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over the next district opponent, Lynn, coming up Friday night. We'll talk about them after the break on Katy Country 94. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you. There's great savings now to Tuesday at Cure Stripped Way, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh family packs of 80% lean ground beef for $2.69 a pound. South of Tuesday at Cure Stripped Way, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings out of Tuesday at Cure Stripped Way, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have clementines, 3-pound bags for $3.99. South of Tuesday at Cure Stripped Way, in downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Back on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Brock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, after a week off of district play, you jump back in with Lynn coming up on Friday night. The Bulldogs are 0-3 after having lost to Lakeside 54-38 on Friday night. Lynn showed some potential there offensively last week after struggling their first couple games. They, again, put up 38 points, quarterback threw for 153 and a touchdown. What do you see from them that causes you the most concerns coming into Friday night's game?
Well, they've got some athletic kids in the backfield, especially that they run a lot of different jet motion, things like that, kind of trying to draw the defense off, and they run a lot of misdirection. And got some athletic kids back there that can really do some things with the ball when they're all clicking together. I think timing's a big thing for them, And offensively, they've got some kids that can do some good stuff. Defensively, they like to mix things up a little bit. They mix up the different fronts, and they show a lot of three and four man fronts. And then, historically they like to bring a lot of pressure. I know last year, all game long, we faced about, it seemed like eight guys in the box most of the game. We were just able to throw it over the top of them, and they weren't able to defend the pass. But they definitely are aggressive. Usually have quite a bit of size. And it's one of those things where we're going to have to be ready for a lot of different looks, but we it's good for us at this point in the year. We saw some different things from Hanover. Now we'll see some different things from Lynn, and anything we can do to throw some different stuff at some of these guys that are playing for the first time, they're going to get more comfortable going up against some of those different things, and that's what you want this early in the season.
How are you talking to your kids to make sure last week's game doesn't feed over into this one?
Well, the biggest thing, and like I said, that last week, definitely not a good experience for all involved. But I've been proud of the way our older kids have really, kind of kept everybody in check. When something like that happens, and you get the doors blown off you that bad, it's easy for a lot of people to kind of throw their hat in the ring and kind of just zone out a little bit. We didn't have a lot of that. We had a lot of kids, the young kids especially, that were just kind of almost deer in the headlights look, and they knew that what had just happened. But at the same time, they weren't backing away. They were going to keep stepping up, and some of these older guys have basically kept them in line and said, hey, we've got a lot of season left here. This was not a good week for any of us, but we've got some games coming up here, district games, that we've got to take care of business, and we got to get back on track. And so I've been pretty happy with the way some of those older kids, the leaders of our team, have really kind of collected everybody together here, and we're kind of hitting the reset button going into this next round of district play. And from here on out, you got to take care of business. So the kids know what to take. They know that from here on out, we got to take care of our district and play well here the next 4 or 5 weeks, kind of decide the next phase of our season. So I think they're all kind of grounded back where we need to be, and we're going to attack this week practice wise. We're going to definitely shore some things up, most things we've seen off film, and got a lot of different things to work on. I think after a week like we had last week, I think we're in a pretty good spot.
Brock Millen, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Lynn on Friday.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Hi, Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Check out the great deals now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. 12-ounce Jimmy Dean bacon, selected varieties for $1.99. Limit, please. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Select varieties of Knorr rice or pasta sides, 5 for $5. Now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway in downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertue. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang locker room chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertue.
Now, welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Ben Labertue joining us now, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, pretty nice win for your team in that Lincoln County rivalry there on the road in Lincoln on Friday night. You win 46-0, game called at halftime. What were some of the things that stood out the most for you in that victory over Lincoln on Friday night?
You know, we started really fast. I was pleased with our O-line. They got off the ball and kind of took care of business early. And we had some breaks go our way early, which helps in a situation like that. You know, Lincoln was pretty wound up and they were 2-0, but you know, some things just didn't go their way, which helped us out. And like I said, we just kind of took care of business how we needed to do it.
Talk about some of those things going your way early. You return the opening kick there for a score, and you're up right away. I mean, what does that do for a team like yours that you're still looking to find maybe your identity and some of that success that you're looking for? What does that do for a team like yours like that, getting that opening kickoff for a touchdown?
You know, I'll be honest with you, returning the opening kick for a touchdown always kind of scares me because I'm afraid we're going to start thinking it's going to be too easy, and mm-hmm. I've seen letdowns before that, but these guys did a nice job with it. They got wound up after that thing, and they just kept kind of flying around. So, you know, I think on Friday it was huge just because it showed that, hey, they're 2-0, but we can play with them, and, you know, I think that was big for our kids.
It looked like the ground game was working for you. We had unofficially 260 yards rushing. Bo Batchman with 161 on the ground. How do you feel about where you're at progression-wise in your option offense so far this year?
Oh, you know, we're going to have to be able to do that. If we're going to be successful, we're going to have to be able to run the football. Tyler Barrientos did a nice job running the option. He, you know, he read it well. He made some nice pitches. So, you know, that's huge. When you have a quarterback that can run it, it makes it look pretty good.
And we're talking Ben Labertue, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll talk about this week's opponent, Osborne, coming up Friday night in Sylvan Grove after the break on KD Country 94.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Back in the locker room chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Ben Labertue, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, getting set now for Osborne, a team that's got a lot of tradition over there that's been built up. This year they're 2-1. Their loss came to the number one team in 8-man Division I in Hoxie. This is your district opener with the Bulldogs coming up Friday night. So what do you expect to see from that team and some of the things that concern you about Osborne?
Now, the most concerning thing you see is their speed. I mean, I don't know if I've seen a team with that much team speed. And I'm not talking one or two guys. I'm talking five, six, maybe seven guys that can just move. And I mean, just a tremendous amount of speed. They're well coached. They're good for a reason. You know, they've been good for several years. And, you know, some of these kids have played since they were freshmen, sophomores, and they're good football players.
So I'm guessing the defensive philosophy is read your keys this week?
Oh, yeah. Do your job. You know, that's the thing about it is you watch them on film, you have one person not do their job, they're going to score in an eight-man football. You know, if they catch an edge or if they hit a seam, I mean, you're not going to catch them. So everybody has to do their job.
Osborne is a team this year that not – so much in the past have you seen this, but they have given up quite a few points this year. Do you feel there's some areas where you might be able to attack that defense?
You know, yeah, possibly. Yeah. That you got to also realize they've been kind of down in numbers, and I know they only have, I think, maybe 12 healthy bodies. So, mm-hmm. You know, whether it's just, you know, they're trying to sub some kids in to get some breathers at the non-defensively, and that's where points were given up. You know, I don't know that for sure, but you know, there's some things we're going to try to do and see if we can have some success with it. But like I said, they're well coached. They're a good football team.
Ben Laberty, coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs here in the locker room. Chats, coach, thanks for the time this week and best of luck against Osborne in your district opener on Friday.
Okay, thank you.
Fans can hear that game on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30, kickoff at 7 from Sylvan Grove Friday night.
Our Sylvan Lucas locker room chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:45 Friday nights, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.